Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Bushhorn. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Bushhorn. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bushhorn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Green reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Buschhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buschhorn strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buschhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. Campanera strikes out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-1 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryan for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Don Bushhorn. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Westock now pitching. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verals strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Boswell covering. Safe. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a line drive towards the mound. Boswell catches it and throws to first to double up Campaneris. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Westock. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bryan moves to second. Mel Nelson now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campaneris. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.